Children, we're going to read part of the Ten Commandments today from the book of Exodus, chapter 20. We'll read the first commandment and the fourth commandment. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am Yehovah thy God, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of servitude. Thou shalt have no other gods before my face. Thou shalt not make to thee a graven image, or any figure of what is in the heavens above, or what is in the earth beneath, or of what is in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor serve them. For I, Yehovah thy God, am a zealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the sons, on the third and on the fourth generation of those who hate me, and doing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be prolonged upon the ground that Yehovah thy God is giving to thee. Amen. So the fourth commandment says that we should honor our father and our mother. How do we honor our father and mother? What does honor mean? Do you know? Yes?
Be nice.
Be nice to your father and mother. Anything else that you can think of? Does it mean to obey them, do what they say? Is that a part of honoring your father and mother? Does it mean to love them? So those are some of the things that honoring your father means. It means when you talk to them, you say polite things, you don't say rude things to them. They ask you to do something, you do it promptly, cheerfully as you can. Those are some of the ways we honor our father and mother. So now, what are some of the things that our father and mother do for us? What do they do for us to help us? Yes? They help babies, what did you say? Be born?
No, buckle.
Okay, in a car. I see, yes, you're right. So that they can be safe when you drive somewhere. That's right, very good. And anything else that you can think of that fathers and mothers do for you? What does your father, does like your mother make food for you sometimes? And did they put you to bed at night? And did they give you clothes to wear? Yes?
They take care of us.
They take care of you, right. And do they also teach you things? Do they read stories to you? They maybe read stories from the Word to you sometimes? They teach you how to play nicely with your brothers and sisters? And how to play nicely with other children? Yes? Cool. That's neat. So your parents are helping you learn to work together and play together. Another thing that parents do for children is they give them jobs to do. Like you might set the table or help clean up the house, or when you get older you might help mow the lawn. There's lots and lots of jobs that need doing, and it might not always be fun to do jobs, but that way you learn to be a useful, helpful person, and hopefully you learn to like being helpful. And that way, when you grow up, you can be a good worker, someone who can earn money and help raise a family. Yes?
My dad is a worker.
Yes, he sure is. Yes?
If you work really hard, then you get something.
Yes. That's right. And your parents, if your parents never told you to clean up your room, you would never learn that.
Yeah, it would always be messy.
And you know what? When you learn to play together nicely and work together nicely, you are getting ready to go to the land that the Lord our God gives us. What land does the Lord especially want to give us?
Heaven.
Heaven, that's right. So we're learning to go to heaven. We're learning to honor our Heavenly Father. Now the Lord in his second coming teaches us that honoring our father and mother also means honoring our country where we live. Do you know the name of our country? What is the name of our country? Yes?
America.
America, that's right. And so what's one of the ways that we can honor our country? Do you know? Yes? Yes, our country, it's one of the wonderful things our country does for us is it provides a place where we can have our church and our school too. Not every country in the world does that. So we're very grateful that in our country we can have our church and our school. Do you know something, some good things that our country does for us that are kind of like our country is our father or our mother? One thing is, you were born here, weren't you? So that's sort of like your country is your mother who helped you be born. Another thing is, yes?
A part of nature is grass, right?
Mm-hmm. So another thing is our country grows our food that we eat. That's sort of like our parents providing us all the food we need. Our country keeps us safe too, doesn't it? Like we have soldiers and we have policemen and courts to help keep us safe and help us work together. Our country provides roads so that we can move around. Our country provides places where people can work and earn money. And so there's lots of ways in which our country is sort of like our parents taking care of us. And that's one of the reasons that we should honor our country. How do we honor and take care of our country? Well, maybe someday some of you, when you grow up, you would like to be a soldier or a policeman. Or you can learn the story of your country right now while you're growing up. Learn about what makes our country such a wonderful place to live and how we can keep it that way. And when you grow up, you might be someone who can learn about the problems of our country and help figure out good ways to solve them. There's lots of ways that we can love our country and honor it, just like it's our father or our mother. And when we do that, if we love our country, we're loving all the people who live in our country. And that is a good way to prepare for loving the Lord's kingdom. We read in our recitation that people who love their country and do good to their country because they love their country after death, they love the Lord's kingdom, which is heaven. And when you love the Lord's kingdom, you love the Lord himself. Amen.